And now, here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? I hope you are having an amazing Friday. I'm having a lot of fun over here at Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and this is our 27th episode, I believe. I don't even care. I don't even count. We're here Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So if this is your first time checking us out, thanks a lot for joining us. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back. Got a great show lined up for you today. I got a friend that dropped a new podcast that I'm really excited to listen to a little bit of it. But before I get too far into the show, I want to welcome my Friday co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the digital sales expert, the amazing entrepreneur, podcast host. Oh, man, I screwed that part up. Anyway, it's Sid Meadows, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Sid? How's it going, man?
Billy, what's happening, dude? Great to be here with you. What did I do to deserve that level of an introduction? What are you setting me up for?
No, I'm just excited, man. I just had a lot of coffee today. It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm all excited. It's gonna be a good show. So I'm pretty excited. What have you been up to this week, man? I haven't talked to you. Every time I do talk to you, it's just you're busy, busy, busy. So what have you been up to?
It's been a busy week, man. Had a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things I'm working on internally in my business to set us up for even more success moving into the summer. So really excited about some of the things I'm working on. So it's gonna be fun, man. More to come.
Awesome, man. Well, I was just checking some sound levels there while you're talking.
I can keep talking. I mean, I can like make a monologue here. I mean, you tell me. give me the mic, dude. I'll run with it.
I know you will. You're a pro, man. You're a pro. That's why I have you on here every Friday. Cool, man. Well, I'm glad it's been a good week. I've had a good week around here as well. Really productive. Finish up our first month of Creating Daily. So
congratulations.
Yeah, man. It was cool. It's some people go, dude, that's a ton of work. But I actually think it's the opposite. I think it's less work because I don't really have, days in between to, if I was doing a weekly show, I'd have like, 3 to 5, 6 days to mull over ideas and be like, okay, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll have imposter syndrome. But with a daily show, it's like, hey, join me tomorrow, 2 p.m. See you then. Now it's like, I'm on. Like, no matter what, I'm coming on at 2 p.m. So I got to figure it out.
All right. So Billy, I'm curious. What's been like your top 3 takeaways from doing a daily show?
My top 3 takeaways is not as hard as everyone says it is. And the people who say it is have probably never done it. That's what I've noticed because I always ask them, like, oh, have you done a daily show? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, how do you know it's hard? So I think that's one of my takeaways. It's not as hard as it seems. And, you do all kinds of stuff for an hour. Or 2 hours a day. So it's like you can easily, if you want to do it, if it's your, whatever, you can do it. So that would be one. And then I wish I would have been doing a lot more interviews because I really like, or having a lot more conversations because I'm not really like Oprah over here. I'm not interviewing anyone. I'm just having a conversation or trying to. So I think that was a couple of things like, man, I wish I'd have done that sooner because it is, to your point, I know you've said this before, you have a lot more fun with someone else on the other side of the mic.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like running solo shows, but I also have enjoyed the getting to know people and networking and all that. So it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. I would say that energetically, as you think about how you show up, whether it's on a podcast or a live stream or whatever you're doing, there's more energy when there's more than one person there. You can feed off of each other's energy, kind of like we do.
You bring me down. And you bring my energy down.
Actually, you bring me down.
You bring me all the way down, Sid. Like I'm like drinking more coffee before these episodes because you're so boring.
Okay, I can solve that, Billy. It's been great to be here with you today. Congratulations on full month. I'm out. I'm peacing out.
Oh, man, that's so funny. Well, dude, as always on Fridays, we got some segments that we take care of before we jump into our conversation, but I do have a takeaway or take this segment from the previous 4 episodes this week. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. Scalable, right? So you can literally sell as many seats as you want to this sponsorship or to this membership program. It's unlimited.
A lot of people don't realize really how much significance they have and how you can take your business to a whole new audience when you know how to use hashtags the right way.
So the beauty of our platform is it gives experts that power to go live at any moment, right? They're just bored. They go live and see if their audience wants to chat.
I think it's very easy just to have an audience, but I think it becomes a community when you go that step further and you start being reciprocal and you're building a place for them to congregate.
All right, there you go, Sid. So a few takeaways from the week. All right.
I have an idea for you. I love that. What a great week of lineup of guests you had this week. Really hard to choose like which one was my favorite because they're all so good. But I mean, here's the problem with that. Take this. You know what the problem with it is?
Well, you can say what you think the problem is. We'll see. How's it?
Well, the problem is I'm not included in it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because you do this, take this as the wrap up on Friday. You should include me on the Friday. I mean, being left out of the, I mean, I'm the party in the back.
I'm the party in the back, first of all. And I do include you, Sid. I don't know if you see my social media after the show or on Saturdays or somewhere. I do include you. I know.
But I'm not included on YouTube. I mean, I should be included on YouTube.
I mean, yeah, you are. In the last takeaway. Every week. If I put them up there. I don't know if I'm putting them up there. I need to put them up there. That's a good idea. I need to put out more content. You know, I was thinking about Kane came on yesterday and was talking about building a community and offering additional content. I'm like, dude, I have no room to offer additional content.
For $2 a month. I did hear that. For $2 a month.
Yeah, for a couple.
Or $5 a month, yeah.
Yeah, for $5 a month, for a couple bucks a month, whatever that looks like. So, yeah, if you guys didn't check out those episodes, go check them out. A lot of great takeaways from those shows. And Katie came on to talk about hashtags. I shared a little bit about my membership journey over the last couple of weeks, and it's been a lot of fun. See, Nee over here in the chat says he's at the doctor's office. He might not be on for too long. Well, hopefully all that goes well. You probably got a prostate exam or something going on, I imagine, at your age, Nee. So good luck with all that. And it's Friday. It's
poor Nee. He's not going to come back to any more shows, Billy.
I don't know why people don't like this show more when I just grill them in the chat. But if you're over in the chat, if you have any questions, you want to say hello, feel free to do that. If you have a question, put Q:question. And then if you're over here on Bullhorn, they broke it up for us. So there's questions and there's a chat section. So that actually makes it really easy for us on this side to see what you're talking about. Now, I've got a couple more segments for you. Real quick, we'll go over to some news. I haven't done this segment in a while.
That's news to me.
Creating daily. All right, Sid. So starting today, Spotify has expanded or is expanding video podcasts to all creators in the US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the UK. Creators will have the ability to upload their video content to Spotify with a little caveat through Anchor as easily as they already published their current audio episodes. So if you are a Anchor user, you can do that. You can go ahead and upload those videos. So,
all right, I have a question about this. So why do you think that Spotify chose to only allow the video updates on their using their Anchor platform rather than the entire Spotify? Why do you think they made that decision?
Because they want everyone to come over and play on their field. Like, it's like, yeah, oh, you want that? Because it is appealing. It is appealing, you know, just like Bullhorn. So Bullhorn is a podcast player with video, which I can go live on there. I can't upload to there, I don't think, unless they change something without my knowing. But I can go live. We're live on there now. It's a podcast player, so it's really cool. That's what I was always wondering, like, why are people not doing this? But, yeah, man, I think Spotify wants people to come over there and – And then I guess your podcast host, like my podcast host, doesn't have video. Like, I don't even know if that's even possible. Like, if you could even,
so
you
here's
know,
a
will
question.
They do that? I don't know.
All right. So here's a question. If I use Anchor and I do video podcasts and I upload it on my RSS feed through Anchor, does the video go out to any other platforms that allow for video?
Are there any other podcast players that allow for video?
That's a good question. I don't know. I consume on one platform.
Yeah, same.
I publish on 20. I consume on one.
Same, yeah.
So I don't know.
I think the answer is probably going to be no. I bet there's probably some kind of API integrations and all this kind of stuff that they. This is all new territory, which is pretty interesting because YouTube mentioned not too long ago, or kind of, I don't know if leaked is the right word, but shared some documentation that they they're going to look into putting podcasts on YouTube. So I think that would be very interesting.
And okay, so out of curiosity, I know Anchor is predominantly a free platform. Are they charging for this service? Is this part of their paid package?
Dude, I didn't look into it that far, to be honest with you. I heard it on Pod News. I'm like, oh, that's really interesting for people who use Anchor. I've always been anti-Anchor by just, you know, association with other podcasters who tell me, like, hey, it's not a good idea. I've never looked into the terms of service, never looked at what they own versus what I own, all that kind of stuff. Nee says in the chat, podcasts should be kept at audio only.
So if it becomes a video cast, right? Is that what you call it when it has video?
You call it whatever you want. I call it content. Like, people lose their minds over this. It's so funny to me because they're like, it's not a podcast because it's video. And I'm like, yeah, but I ripped the audio. I put it on a podcast player. Guess what? It now becomes a podcast. Like, maybe if you define podcast by the style of content, and now you said, hey, this is how, like, these elements make a podcast, maybe that is the defining moment. But it's like, I multi-purpose content all the time. I'm like, technically this is a live stream show, right? That's its origin, mm-hmm. this live stream, but it gets uploaded as a video, or it's automatically uploaded as a video onto, you know, so maybe it's a vodcast and I rip the audio and put it, maybe it's a vod. Who cares? I think everybody, like, who
it's
cares?
Content,
right? It's not like, is this a liver or not? Like, it doesn't matter. Okay. It's content. It's putting your message out there. So Nee, just for the sake of disagreement, I disagree with you 100%, obviously, because I'm video first. So,
well, maybe you should consider audio first, by the way, with that forehead sticking out and staring at you.
Hey, man, so this is not a forehead. This is like a five or maybe six head. This has been this way my entire life. You know, the good thing about this, though, if you ever see it in person, I could beat you to death with it. It's protected.
Well, now that you're moving back to the States in a few weeks, hopefully I have that opportunity to meet one-on-one. We've never met face-to-face.
I know, we haven't. So
or IRL, as they say.
However, I may not move back to North Carolina. I may move to Florida, and I'll tell you why after this Creator Highlight.
Creator Highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's Creator Highlight, first of all, is brought to you by our friends over at OneSheet Pro. So go to onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe, and you can learn all about it. But it does have a new guest intake feature, which, by the way, Sid, people can go to my OneSheet. So it's the number onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe. Go to the live stream Creating Daily, and there's like apply to be a guest on there. So if you are a creator and you want to be a guest on the show, then go apply, and I'll take a look. And if we can put together a good conversation, we'll bring you on here. So that's a really cool thing. And basically, OneSheet, if you don't know what it is, it's a OneSheet. Obviously, it's like creator bio on steroids. It's like a beast thing. So anyhow, what is going on here? Get that out of here. Get that out of here. Hold on just a second, Sid. I think I got a fix.
You never give
man.
Me a shout out for OneSheet Pro, so I was going to do my own.
That
you never
is
let you
funny.
Never use mine, so I had my own.
That's funny. Okay, OneSheet Pro, onesheet.pro/Sid Meadows. I always put it in the show notes so people can see it in the description. All right, so this new podcast, I think the very first episode dropped today. I know they got a sizzle reel. I think there was a trailer and a sizzle reel. And now they have dropped Florida Man News. Now, this is brought to you by Florida Podcast Network. You guys know who the producer is, producer Jimmy from Florida Podcast Network. She was a previous person on the show here. And the host of the show is Joel Lowndes. And instead of like telling you about the show, Sid, I wanted to play just a little piece of it because I think it's hilarious. So here we go. Here's a little piece of Florida Man News.
In pervy pickle poker news, a Florida man who found himself in a proper predicament after police peeped a pickle in his pooper has pled to indecent exposure, according to court records. The 47-year-old.
So there you go.
Wait a minute. Last Friday, we had this whole laughing segment.
Oh my gosh.
And you're
dude.
Doing it again.
I can't even believe it, dude. When I heard the police officer peeped a pickle in his pooper, I'm like, that is so good. So that wasn't even the first segment. Gosh. So the first segment of the show is about a lady who was just butt naked in this dude's pool when he came home. I mean, just the way it's told. Phenomenal job, Joel and producer Jimmy. This show is funny. And I've only gotten to the second headline. So literally, Fuller Man News, the worst headlines from the Sunshine State. And
all right, I can't wait now after hearing, because I only heard a little bit of the trailer that she put like out on Instagram. So that was it, the little clip. That's it. So now I'm gonna have to go listen to it today, because that not even 30 seconds, dude, and I'm laughing. So that's gonna be awesome.
I know. I was sitting there like, that is the funniest line, and I sent it to my wife. I'm like, honey, you gotta listen to the show. And she like listens to it, and she's like, after hearing these headlines, I think I may want to move back to Florida instead of North Carolina, because it sounds so much fun. So,
You know, here's what I would think about that. I'm gonna go listen to it. So, producer Jimmy, congratulations on another show in your network. That's pretty awesome. But we all need laughter and comedy in our life.
Yes.
And I appreciate Jimmy taking the lead there to provide a little bit of humor, because, you know, we just get caught up in the rat race of life and the problems of our businesses or challenges in our whatever. And it's good to be able to have a reprieve, to go be able to laugh at something. So,
gosh, man, it's so fun. I was just sitting there. I'm like, how many ideas I just get from listening to that one show? I mean, of course, I love stuff like that. I love just the, you know, like Jay Leno used to have this show called the segment on his show, like late night show called Headlines. And it was stuff like, but it wasn't really stuff like that, but it was like headlines that were just written the wrong way. So when you like read them, they sound like something super crazy.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. I mean, I remember I was like in high school and I'd stay up just to watch that on Monday nights, and I'd be like crying, laughing at just the mistakes that were made, you know, whatever. It's like people being people is so funny, man. So,
well, I think we should congratulate Joel for being able to actually say those headlines with a straight face.
Yeah,
a straight face.
Dude, because I couldn't even listen to it. I mean, I was literally in my office crying, texting producer Jimmy, like, look, I'm losing it. I don't know if I can even listen to the whole episode, because this is so funny the way you guys have put it together. Congratulations. It's out now, so go check it out. Florida Man News in your podcast player. Producer Jimmy, obviously, is a podcast producer, so it's probably everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Go check that out. Super cool. Super cool to celebrate other people dropping cool, fun, creative collaborations. Yep. I mean, obviously that's a collaboration, which is what we're talking about today. So Sid, let's chat a little bit about it, man. What is a collaboration? Some people might not know what that word means, but in case.
It's a really great question. So a collaboration is exactly this. It's when two or more people come together to collaborate or to engage together to do something. So we are collaborating.
So it's when somebody starts a daily show, the other person just begs them for 4 days every single week to be on the Friday show.
And then that person lets them on. I have got to get the mute power on this, because that's a straight up lie. This just be clear. The person was begging, you were begging me. Like, please, I need to get you in. You got to have a weekly segment in my show. And I finally caved and said, okay, I can do it on Fridays.
I know, man. It has nothing to do with the $1,000 an episode I pay you. I know. It's all right. I'm just kidding, by the way. I don't.
I wish that you paid me $1 an episode.
I wish I got paid $1 an episode. If I got paid $1 an episode, that would be awesome. So
just a word of advice to any creator out there that Billy approaches, run. Don't walk. Run away.
Wow.
Run away.
Wow. Wow. I don't even have a sound effect for that one.
Oh, wait a minute. My sound effects play?
No, they don't.
Ah, shoot.
No, they do. You're on your Rodecaster. It's all right. You can hit one.
Are you sure they play?
I'm going to give you permission to hit one.
All right, hang on. Let's see. I got to get to the right channel. Okay. Can you hear this? Nee, I need to know if you're watching on YouTube, if you can hear this.
Yep, we can hear it.
Okay, that's like my favorite sound.
You know what my favorite sound is on mine? That's the sound of someone peeing.
I say you peeing. I mean, why did you record the audio of you peeing?
No, really? I didn't.
I don't want to hear that.
It came off of Epidemic Sound, and it was for an intro to a podcast where a couple buddies and I, we'd like get together collaborating on a Friday night and just kind of have a couple drinks and sit underneath his carport and talk. And every time for the intro of the episode, I'd play that and be like, hold on, guys, I'm not ready, you know, or whatever. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Back to collaborations.
All right.
It's really when people come together to work on a project or maybe start work on something that generates revenue. It doesn't always have to generate revenue, but it's when two people come together to collaborate on an idea. Maybe it's to build out a book or a document. People collaborate on books all the time. People collaborate on website designs. We're collaborating and doing a live stream. People collaborate on podcasts. So there's a lot of different ways I think collaboration is used, and it can be a really, really good thing.
It can. Yeah, it can. So let's jump into some pros, man. So I wrote down some pros that I think about right when I think about a collaboration. And the first thing I always think about is I'm kind of lazy. So if I can collaborate on a project, well, I think we're more efficient. I wouldn't say I'm lazy. I just want to be the most efficient possible. So if I'm splitting the workload or really, you know, like instead of leaning heavily on me to manage everything, like this show, for instance, like I'm managing everything from production to all, you know, everything, promotion, marketing, all this stuff. But if I'm co-hosting a show, which I co-host a fishing show every week, then my co-host and I kind of figured out what our strengths were and we both like doubled down on those strengths. And so now it's like essentially I'm doing half of the amount of work and I'm having way more fun. Like I have more time with family, friends, all that kind of stuff. So I think at face value, like that's one of the fun things is the collaboration process for me is like, okay, it's not as much workload onto myself. And then I just like working with people. So it's way more fun, you know, in the long run. Like I love having co-hosts on the show. I love having Katie on Tuesdays, you on Fridays. It just makes life a lot more fun. So that's kind of one of my upfront things. What about you?
So there's a con to that very thing though. So those of you that have gone to college, and if you've gone to college, you probably got put into a group exercise or a group project that you had to work on as a group.
I'm sorry for everyone I went to college with because I was this guy.
And there's one or two people in the group that don't do the group project.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weight gets carried by the other people that want a good grade. In some cases, it can be one person that carries the weight because nobody else is participating. We've got one person that wants to make sure they get that A. And everybody else just comes along for the ride. And so there can be a con to that as well. But I do agree that distribution of workload is a really good thing as it relates to sharing the responsibilities when you are doing a collaboration.
Yeah, man. I think that is a pretty good in both of those. And I think, and we'll jump into kind of qualifying people and
sure,
you know, kind of how you do that, how I've done that in the past as well. Another thing that I think is really good for collaboration, especially, and I'm talking more from the podcaster perspective and maybe even live streaming perspective as well, is like the reach, the extended network, the reach, you know, it's two people promoting something, two people, you know, kind of going after the same thing as far as like growth of the business or growth of the show or whatever. So I think that's like a really good, you know, pro as well. It's like, hey, once again, it's double the amount of promotion going on out the gate.
I agree with that. And the more reach that you can get, whatever you're doing, whether it's a podcast or a live stream, whatever you're doing that increases your reach, but also then leads to more impact or more engagement is also really good. But, you know, I'll throw, another thing in here, Billy, that I think is a really good pro of a collaboration is your ability to do something new that maybe you haven't done before and you come together with somebody that has done something before. And so you're learning about it, but yet you're doing it together. So I think that's another real benefit. But tagging on to that, another benefit would be two together doing something brand new.
Yeah.
Maybe you both had the idea, well, I wanted to do this and you wanted to do that. And there was maybe your version was A and his version was B and you came together and you got to version C and all of a sudden you had a really, really cool product. So it could lead to, I think, new products, new ideas, new programs, new services, things like that.
Yeah, man. More brains are better than one brain, or more, or however they say it. I don't know what the old saying is, but yeah, man, I agree with you 100%. And that's why you're on the show. Like, Sid doesn't know how to go live. He met me. We're collaborating, so now I can take him live.
That is a lie.
Dude, I got to get a little. I got to get a little that's a lie counter for how many times.
Yeah, we should. On one screen, we'll have that's a lie counter, and then the other screen, we'll have old jokes.
Old jokes. Yeah, okay, that's perfect.
Between you and me, I'm screwed when it comes to old jokes being dropped on the live stream today. I had another really good pro, and you made me lose it because of the lie.
Because of the lie. The lie, gotcha. So I love that pro because it is like, hey, bring your experience and my experience, and then let's, you know, get more profound on this idea. And man, you know, that was in my situation with my second fishing podcast. That was the situation there. Like, the guy I'm partnered with now, he has all these captain relationships, all these relationships in the fishing community. He's been doing fishing reports for like 20 years, and we were able to use those relationships to produce content and to bring those people on the show, help them promote their business, and then also help us promote our show and build the content for our show. And then on the flip side, he's not a tech guy. His fishing reports aren't delivered on a media platform. They're delivered, you know, in an older medium, but we were able to take my skill set of, you know, all this techie stuff I do and really bring those two worlds together and launch a podcast and now a membership, which both are revenue generating projects for us. And we're both like, hey man, this is great. Like, this is a great relationship that we have and a great collaboration. So that's, you know, that's something to really think about. Even if you're like way different in age and people and all that stuff, because my co-host and I are different in age, probably think differently about most things in life, but we're able to meet on that middle road and collaborate and go in the same direction. So that's pretty good.
Well, I love how you highlighted skill set. Like, you're a techie, you get it. He's not, but he's got content, and you come together and you produce something really great and really effective, and it's growing and growing and making money and growing. And so I think there are a lot of opportunities for people to come together with different strengths and different weaknesses to pull off something very effective.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So when we're setting up a collaboration, and I know you and I, we've actually done this. We've actually set up a collaboration for a business to kind of test the market, go out, do a lot of research around a certain market to see if it would work. And oftentimes, man, a mistake that I've made in the past, and I'll go kind of my first podcast, my first fishing show, is I just went full steam at it. Full steam. As fast as I could, as hard as I could. I didn't think about the details. I didn't think about agreements or any of that stuff. And, you know, I think if my co-host then and I both sat down in the same room and had a really honest conversation, we'd probably be like, man, we both got worked over in a certain sense. So how do we set up a really successful, or how have you seen it? And maybe I'll share like how I've done it as well, but how have you set up a really successful collaboration where it's, you know, what are some key components to that?
So I think, to me, what the single most important component to a collaboration, there's two of them: open and effective communication and trust. And without those two things, I don't think it could move forward very well, right? You got to be able to talk about things. You got to be able to hash out the details of the collaboration, the financial aspects of it, the responsibilities. And if you can't have that discussion like grown, mature adults, then what the heck are you doing in a collaboration? So I think even that process, Billy, will highlight whether or not it's going to be successful or not, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. If I could go back and look at some of the pre-conversations to a collaboration, there's a couple I would have dipped out on before they ever happened. Because I just knew, I knew in my gut, and that's another thing, is like kind of follow your gut in this process. Because you might just go like, oh, this feels like I'm taking a shower with my socks on. It just feels weird. And I think if I would have paid more attention to that feeling versus the carrot in the sky, I would have been way better off. And so would have the person I was collaborating with. I mean, I haven't had a lot of collaborations burn, but there's been a couple that went down, you know, went south pretty quick. And I do think that is the key to the collaboration I'm in now and I'm in several collaborations, by the way. I'm not just in one collaboration. I'm in several. I get a partner on my Amazon Live business. I have a partner in my fishing podcast. I'm collaborating with a couple of co-hosts on this show. And all those are producing different results for different people. But I had those upfront, honest conversations of like, hey, this is what we're, you know, this is the direction that we got to go, or I want to go and you want to go. And mm-hmm. what do you want out of this and all that? But it is tough. And you will get into those moments and go like, I know even with the collaboration I have now, we still have those moments. Probably, you know, it's like, hey, dude, we just got to have a business conversation, all yep. emotions off the table. Here's a problem. We need to solve it. How are we going to move forward? How are we going to break this thing up? But what we do is the hard stuff up front, and then it's easier as it continues to go because we have all these expectations listed out. Now, are you like sure. a big contract guy? Are you going to your lawyer and flying people in and signing papers? Are you writing an email, kind of getting it started and then lawyering up?
There's a couple of things I will say to that. But first, I want to go back real quick to the last topic, which is I was talking about doing a collaboration with a lady that I've known for many, many years. We worked together years ago. We both have our own businesses. We both have for many years worked in the same industry, and we wanted to collaborate. Like we wanted to. And then the more we talked about it, the more we had Zoom calls or phone calls about it. What we realized as we kept getting closer and closer to understanding it is her goals were different than my goals. And what she wanted to do and create with her business was different than what I wanted to do and create with mine. We realized this is not a good fit. This is not going to work. And so we parted ways in the collaboration. We decided, hey, this is not going to work. We don't need to do it. So let's go on and let's maintain our friendship and our relationship that we've had for 20 years and not do this type of collaboration. So that part, that discovery, that open conversation, I think an honest conversation in the beginning is what leads to those type of results.
Yeah.
Now, to go back and answer your question about the contracts and all that, here's my thought about this. If you have to get an attorney involved for legal documents and all this, therefore, who has state of this does blah, blah, you're creating a business, not a collaboration.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All
right. You're creating a business.
That makes sense. So would you say a collaboration is like, hey, Sid, I'm working on this stuff. I got my own business. You're working on this. You got your own business. But our worlds kind of collide here. Let's work together and kind of build something that now.
Sure.
Is that kind of how you would view a collaboration versus a business?
It is. But if it turned into something that became a business, then I would say we need more legal documents. I think you need a document. I think you need a plan. I think you need an outline of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, whose responsibilities. Let's take a podcast, right? We've talked many times about doing a podcast together. You keep chickening out because you're scared of another podcast. And I understand all those reasons why.
You just couldn't go daily because you're weak.
It's just true. But you know, we've talked about it. We could do a one-page document that just outlined what our collaboration looked like, who's responsible for what, who's finding guests, who's doing this, who's doing that. If it got to a place that podcast was monetized and bringing in revenue, we need to take that document to another level, right? Yeah. If we decided we wanted to take that podcast and create another business out of it or bring it into a business of some sort, then we'd need to go to an attorney. So I guess my point with all that is, use your best judgment as where you are in the steps of your collaboration as to how legal you need to make this or how formal that you need to make this collaboration. That makes sense, Billy?
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think it brings another point to mind. Like, and this depends on your partnership too. Like I know like you and I said, to keep us as the example, I'm a run and gun, jump out of someone else's plane, light my parachute up and try to build my own plane on the way down and hope it all works out. Let's build the plane, test the plane, build the plane, test the plane. You know, I mean, maybe you're not to that extent.
I will own that. I will own that.
So like maybe a little bit of more of a perfectionist is to where I'm just like, hey, let's throw mud on the wall. And if it sticks, we'll keep throwing the same mud.
Okay. Time out. So pre-show here, you're like lining up the boxes to make sure that they're both the same height and the same size because it was going to
I started the show in 3 hours. Okay. Most people take three. I know people who've been wanting to start a podcast for 3 years. I started this thing in 3 hours.
You can't not call yourself a perfectionist because you have those tendencies to be a perfectionist.
Not on the launch, man. It was rough.
It was rough. It was muddy for sure.
It still is.
But I agree. We are polar opposites, right? Yeah. I need to plan more, which I'm going to fully admit that slows me down in launching things. And then you just like, whoom, let's do it.
However, oftentimes you strategize. Maybe you can see some bumps in the road that I just hit them and it wrecks me for a minute versus like, oh, I know how to get over this bump because I kind of pre-saw it in the pre-planning stage just to where I'm like, oh, God, yep, there's this bump. Like, what happened in front of my car? but I do think that, this is something to consider, like personality types and yep, how do you work with people? And maybe you do a tester project. So instead of just going, hey, let's full on do this podcast, because I wanted to start a podcast network or a radio show when I was doing this, before I started creating Daily. And I went through all the motions of talking to people and bringing creators into my circle and saying, hey, here's what I want to do. And then I quickly realized like, oh, this is a Billy project. This isn't a community project. I'm the one who's most passionate about it. And I can bring other creators on along the journey as guests or co-host or whatever. But it was going through that process of having those conversations and saying, hey, what do you think about this? And it's good. I love what you said about you and your friend. It's like, get in the middle of it. I don't care if you spent 10 hours hashing out what this could look like, and then you get to the end of the 10 hours and go, you know what? I like you better as a friend than I do, because I'm going to kill you if we do this. You'll know. You'll kind of know early on if you pay attention and be, super honest with yourself and don't be afraid to hurt feelings. I think that's the biggest thing.
All right, so you just said something that I think is really important is you got to pay attention and you got to listen to your gut. Because I've been in collaborations that I thought were successful, that I thought were working, but they weren't really working. And so I had a little bit of a blinder on, but my gut was telling me, hey, something doesn't feel right about this. And so, I should have listened because I stayed in the collaboration a lot longer than I needed to. I got screwed out of some money. That's happened to you before. And that person still owes me quite a bit of money that I'll never see that money, but I should have listened to myself and I should have paid attention to what I saw the signs of it going south and I should have ended it and I should have ended it the right way rather than letting it end the wrong way.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to your gut. You got to pay attention to the signs that are in front of you too.
Yeah, man, I think that's good. And it's par for the course when you're doing collaborations. Like,
oh, yeah.
The thing is, it's kind of like saying, hey, I'm going to, once your parents, if you're younger, if you're listening to this and you're younger and your parents allow you to date, you're going to get heartbroken a few times. It's just going to happen. Just part of it, just like it's just going to happen. And so same thing in business and in collaborations, like nothing. I don't care what university you go to or what they tell you how life is going to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. And so you got to be prepared and willing to say, all right, I'm willing to risk this relationship. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned, throughout this process. I'm like, am I really willing at the end of the day to not be this person's friend because of this project? And that sounds terrible. And it's not like that undervalue the friendship or not, but it's literally like, hey man, is this idea so great that if it goes south and we get pissy with each other and never talk to each other, then it's okay. And you got to be okay with that. However,
absolutely,
I think if you set it up the right way, have those really super open, honest conversations and really the expectations, man. And I think this is where I messed up in my first, fishing podcast was we went after it, man. We're doing a live show just like this every Monday night, 7 p.m. or Tuesday or whatever it was. And we were rocking and we were having fun and it was great. And then I just had expectations of doing a business. My friend had expectations of just growing his already existing business in that fishing space. And we just didn't see eye to eye. And then also, in full transparency, I think you got to be transparent with yourself. It's like I had some, other goals in mind for businesses that I wanted to be a part of and some other stuff that I was working on. And so it just made the most sense for me to go, hey, I'm out. You buy my portion. Either I buy the show or you buy the show and let's just go our different ways. Like there's no sense in, and unfortunately that guy and I are not really friends. I mean, if we saw each other out, we'd probably shake hands and, you know, whatever.
Chit-chat and all that.
Yeah, we'd be cordial, but it wouldn't be like, hey, dude, let's go hang out. Let's get the families together, you know, because it was messy.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. So
it happens.
But this is the good, bad, and ugly of collaboration. So we're just putting it all out here.
Well, and that point, it exists. The good, the bad, and the ugly do exist in a collaboration. And to me, it's, I think, a little bit about like playing in the stock market or buying crypto or NFTs, whatever it is. You don't invest more than you're willing to lose. So you go into it. If you're in the stock market and you say, okay, I'm going to put $10,000 into the market, then that means to me, you're willing to lose $10,000 based on the flexibility of the market, right?
Yeah.
So what you're just saying, Billy, is you go into this collaboration, you know, potentially worst cases, you're going to lose this friendship. Is that collaboration potentially worth losing that friendship? And I think it's great to have those conversations with yourself just so that you have it and that you know what potentially is at risk.
Yeah. So when you're putting this agreement together, man, what are some things that you're putting on them? What's some of the things? I wish I'd have brought, because you and I have one. I wish, yep, I'd have brought, yep, it up. I didn't. But what are some key things that you're like, just don't leave these things out? Like, make sure they're in there. Make sure you talk, ooh, about them.
So I would say roles and responsibilities, the financial aspect, how are you going to share? If there's money involved, how do you share the money? How the money gets collected? Those kinds of things. Like, if you're, you know, going to do things like expenses, how do the expenses get covered? Who covers them? You know, how do you cover them jointly? Those kinds of things. And I do think it's important to, at a minimum, outline what it looks like should your relationship come to an end, or should this end. So there should be two options of this. It ends based on, we plan to do this for 1 year. 1 year is over. This is what happens when the relationship and the collaboration ends. The second aspect of that is the collaboration gets blown up, and this is what we agreed on, that this is how we would respond and this is what we would do together if it were to be blown up like that. So,
yeah,
you know, cover the basics, include what it looks like when it comes to an end, however it comes to an end. And then, you know, everybody get a copy of it, sign a copy of it, put it in a share. Just make sure you have an unedible version, like a PDF signed, so that somebody can't sneak in behind you and change the, yeah, oh, we said, yeah, because people do that.
Speaking,
right,
of trust, can I trust you with an editable PDF?
It's, well, truth.
One thing, dude, I think you said that I was going to mention, if you didn't, was put a timeline on this thing. You know, I think a lot of times in collaborations and partnerships, we think, well, we're going to sign up for this podcast and it's going to be for eternity, you know, or whatever. It doesn't, put 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. When my partner and I got together on our podcast, this last one, you know, I said, hey man, I'm in for a year. You know, we're both in for 12 months. Let's do this project for 12 months. Let's see what the results of it are. Is it worth the investment of time, energy, time? Because if I'm spending time on this, I'm not spending time on something else. And so we did that. And after the first year, we came back, we had a business meeting. We're like, dude, this is rock and rolling. Like, let's keep going. Same thing. We just launched a membership group a couple weeks ago. It was the same thing. Like, hey, we're in it for a year. We're going to sell a year membership. We're in it for 1 year. Let's see what happens. And so, you know, it's worked out. And I think when you know you have an out, it doesn't feel like so much pressure, especially for your personality. Like, my personality is like, if I feel trapped, dude, I'm clawing already before I ever get the cage.
Well, the only
shut.
Objection that I have to that is, in your case, you were begging me and you were desperate for me to come back every week. I said I would only do a show with you for 1 week, but you just kept saying, please come back on Fridays. I need you on Friday.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm every Friday. So, you know, I let you beg me into this.
Let me see that email where it says, like, man, you've blown my audience up. I'm at 400% growth. Like, this is amazing.
That's what I've done for you, right?
Yeah, dude, exactly. Every time you get on the show, I get two people instead of one watching. You,
hey,
double.
Let's go back
audience.
To my sign real quick. Yeah, right here. One sheet pro.
You just pulled.
Can't even get it straight.
Dude, you're trying to get in first place so much on that.
I'm getting close, man. I'm moving up the ladder. But I want to say something else about this. be sure that you understand that a collaboration, what it is, and that when a collaboration becomes a business.
Yeah, right? That's good. When does it become a business?
Yeah.
After a certain amount or?
I think it becomes a business when you're talking about financial statements and you're talking about investments and you're talking about profits and loss and I need to put $5,000 in and you need to put $5,000 in order to make this work. That's moved beyond a collaboration.
Okay,
that's moved to a business.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense. Well, I like that too, man, because people always ask me like, hey, I want to start this business. I'm going to go get my this, that, and another thing, a business license and all this paperwork and trademarks and all and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, go out there and try to sell that thing first. Like try to get a sale or two, make like 600 to 1,000 bucks, then go out here and do all the paperwork. But
so what you're saying is test it. You want to test the idea,
yeah.
Test the strategy to see if it works. And if it does, then go do something different.
Yeah. I mean, that's right. Like you and I, we had that project, we've put it on the back burner now, but that was a part of the conversation. And we had,
it was,
and we made a time commitment, but then both of our lives got a little busier. Some stuff happened. And so we just came back together and said, hey man, is this working out? Like, hey, let's just put this on the back burner. Let's relook at it when certain markets change, because right now the markets that we want to serve are really hot. They don't really need our product. And let's kind of figure this out. And same thing, you know, I'm in a collaboration with my friend John over on Amazon Live. We're both super busy. I don't even live in the States. I can't even do a brand deal to get product or anything. And so I'm like, hey man, we don't have to do a weekly call and just talk about what we don't have time to do. Let's just put it on the back burner. We'll put this date on the calendar. We'll come back and revisit. And so I would say too, like in your collaboration relationships, just be flexible. You know, I think flexibility, if you're not flexible, you're just going to break. Like that's the thing. Like anything that's not flexible is just going to break. And so the more flexibility that you can allow yourself to have and the more grace for the other person or other people in that collaboration, the longer that relationship's going to last in general. So that'd be,
I'd have something to add to that.
Oh,
your point was great, but here's what I'll add to it. Just because you can do a collaboration doesn't mean you should.
Okay, so this might be a good place to land the plane here, because we're at 48 minutes and some change, 49
Dude,
minutes.
You talk a lot.
No, we talk a lot.
You talk a lot.
Well, it's my show. That's what I do. I don't get to talk all week. I talk to everybody all week. I get to finally talk.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Friday. Let's go. Let's see. So how do you figure out, do you need somebody else? Is it based on lack of skills? Is it based on lack of knowledge? Is it just based on loneliness? Like what just makes you decide?
All great questions.
To do that.
All great questions. And here's the answer to that question. You're the only one that knows the answer to the question. You're the only person that knows why you're doing it. If you're doing it because you're lonely, and that's the only reason that you're doing it, and you need another person in your life, you need somebody in your business, you need, then I would tell you before you do that, go hire a coach. Go talk to somebody about that. Be sure that you understand why you're doing it. But, you know, it's just one of those things that just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And definitely don't do it out of fear or out of loneliness out of being scared. But the only person that can answer the question as to why I should do this is you, that individual. And if you're struggling with it, talk to a coach, journal about it, you know, listen to other podcasts, meditate on it, whatever it is, do something to discover whether it's the right thing for you or not.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of this stuff is like, it's not analytics, it's just gut. It's just like, okay, what's in my gut? What am I feeling? How am I feeling about this? And really look at what you want to do. Like, and I would say this for any creator, like if you have an idea, like I had an idea for creating daily, I really wanted to bring other creators in. I reached out to Sid. I was like, hey, is there any way, you know, you want to do a podcast? But the more that I started fleshing out the idea and what I wanted to accomplish, I just knew like this isn't going to be a good project for both Sid and I together. He can be a part of it, but he's not going to want to go live every day. And neither are the other people I reach out to and talk to. And I understood that. And so either that idea had to die with me and I was going to lean on other people to make this happen, or I was going to say, man, I just want to create a daily show and I'm just going to do it. And if I fail, great. You know, if I succeed, awesome. And I still don't know if I'm failing or succeeding. I don't even know how to track this stuff with the daily show. So we'll see. But I'm doing what I want to do. And I'm also bringing other people in. So it doesn't have to be 100% collaborations either. It can be once a week collaborations, yes. Once a month collaborations. You know, I'm doing collaborations every single day with somebody on my show, except for maybe one day a week. You know, having a guest on your show is a collaboration. Having a guest come into your business, having a coach in your business is a collaboration. So, yeah, man, I love this conversation. I think collaborations are powerful. I don't think it's the us for no more business model. I don't think we can make it if it's just that way. And I think, you know, I don't know if this is 100% true. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but it's like, show me your network and I'll show you your net worth. And I think the more people that you don't have to work with everyone, but the more people that you play nice with will, you know, become a referral resource for you and your company. So,
well, I guess the last tip I'll give before we wrap up today is start small, take baby steps, and go through the process, get to know each other, do small collaborations before you jump into something big, right? Get to know each other, get to build that trust, but always, always, always listen to your gut and do your homework. Do your homework, do your research, right?
Yeah,
make sure people are who they say they are. Do your research.
That's good, man. So from a content creator perspective, I'll give a couple ways, and then maybe you can think of some business ways, but small collaboration opportunities for content creators. Audio rooms is great. So like social media rooms, yep. Guest posting on IGs, like collaborate on an IG story or a reel or a TikTok reel, collaborate on something like that, collaborate on a couple of live shows, or collaborate like Sid and I. It's like once a week, like he's coming on my show. If you have a daily show, something of that nature. So that's kind of like for creators. What about for business owners? Like, is it like a product? Or,
okay, like so big. I think there's a couple options here. You know, I just did a collaboration recently with my sponsor of my podcast, or one of my podcasts.
Okay.
They took over my podcast. That was a collaboration, right? They took over my podcast for a month. Wow. And it turned out really, really good. And it worked and it was really successful. That's a collaboration in a business perspective, because my sponsor is a business. He took over my podcast, which is also a business. And so I think another thing might be is
that's cool. That's
that you could
idea.
Do a collab. Yeah. You could do a collaboration like on a product design. Like you could, hey, Billy, I would love for you to design a t-shirt for my business, sign the art on the bottom, and I'm going to pay you royalties. That's a collaboration, right?
It's a crappy collaboration. I would never do that, by the way.
It's because you suck at being an artist, but that's okay.
My wife will.
Your signature's not
worth anything. If my wife is watching right now, she's going to bust through that door and be like, give me that microphone. I'm going to tell Sid about royalties and artists. Like, just pay me what I'm worth. Like,
but I also think a collaboration, like I'm in a collaboration right now, Billy, between three consultants. And the three of us came together to help a brand launch their business in the United States. They're successful overseas, specifically in India. And we were hired as a team, as a collaboration for 1 year. We got a full actually is a full legal contract, right? We went all the way to it, but it's still a collaboration with us. In building the brand and launching this brand, we all have specific responsibilities, and we're helping a company out of India launch their business in the United States. Wow. That's a big collaboration with a lot of documents. It's not a business, okay? But it's a big collaboration and does have timelines on it. So that's another example of coming together, especially independents, like small independents like me, solopreneurs. Everybody in this collaboration, we're all solopreneurs.
Yeah, but you guys are coming together, you're putting your skill sets together, and you're getting a big pie, and you're going to split that big pie.
Yes, we're leveraging each other's skill sets, too. That's the important thing in that one. So that's another example. That's cool. I also think, like, I made a recommendation to, I saw a post on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago about hiring. And this guy was posting about, it's a small business, he was posting about hiring salespeople and how difficult he was finding it to hire salespeople. Well, another small business that I happen to know also commented about how she's struggling with it as well. So I made a comment and I said, how great would it be to see the two of you come together to collaborate in strategic markets to hire that person to support both of you? We'll see if they actually do it, but that's a collaboration, right? You hire two companies or three companies come together. Because maybe they all can't afford one particular high dollar salesperson, but the three of them or two of them could come together and afford it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration. Well, man, there's so much power in collaborations, Sid. I really appreciate our collaborations on Fridays. You're going to be back with me next week. We're going to be talking about... when she said Meadows.
Okay.
I'm glad we get more listeners than viewers. So when she dot pro slash Billy Thorpe.
Onesheet.pro/Sid Meadows is where you need to go because Sid's going to the leaderboard on Onesheet Pro. Hey, I referred somebody yesterday that signed up, Brent, if you're listening.
If you're listening, Brent, you better be listening or we're out. You understand? I'm going to take my Onesheet profile and leave it. Well, man, super, super amounts of fun. Sid, we'll see you back next week. We'll be talking about digital. What are we talking about? I can't remember. You gave me the title.
I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, you were dissing on me last night.
We were having a collaborative disagreement via text message.
You were just being belligerent is what was happening. But yeah, so next week's show is about digital storytelling.
Yes.
And how to use various digital medias to tell a story that bring your ideal customer into your world.
Or how to tell storytelling online. Which one do you guys like better?
Where's the mute button?
All right,
hey, Billy's
Sid.
Wife, run in there and hit the mute button real quick, please. No. Run in there, hit the mute button.
Yeah, my 3-year-old will. My 3-year-old come and destroy this whole desk, throw it all on the floor. No, actually,
it's been
chill.
Fun, buddy.
It's been
happy
fun.
Friday. Great hanging out with you. I'll see you next week.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you so much, Sid. All right, everyone, that is all for today over here at Creating Daily. Join me Monday. Have a great weekend, by the way. And then join me on Monday. I'm going to be joined by Ross Brand, and he is a live streamer, a live stream consultant, and he just dropped a new book called 100 Live Streaming and Digital Media Predictions. And it's volume 2. And talking about collaborations, he features over, I think, right at 130 top creators and industry insiders sharing all like new entries for forecasts, insights, strategies, all that kind of stuff. So what a collaboration. Super, super cool. Super excited to hear about that. I didn't make it into volume 2. Maybe I'll make it into volume 3. Maybe I have him on, warm him up a bit, old Ross, and then maybe he'll be like, man, this is cool. I don't really have any predictions, okay? But anyway, if I did, maybe I'll work on them for volume 3. But anyhow, I'm excited to have Ross on. Join me Monday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Have a great weekend with your friends, family, all that fun stuff. And remember, go hit the record button, go hit your go live button, whatever that looks like for you as a creator, and do what you do because people need your message. They need your art. They need your voice, all that kind of fun stuff. All right, we'll see you next week.